What constitutes censorship? That question is at the center of our debate over social media and how to regulate it. Well, it turns out a similar conversation played out at the dawn of television. And back in the 50s, corporate sponsors had a lot of control over what screenwriters could say and not say. But one man he pushed back. Katie Sewell of the Bittersweet Life podcast brings us the story.
Do you remember this television show?
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. Just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
That's Rod Serling, and the opening to his renowned television series, The Twilight Zone. You're probably familiar with it, even though there hasn't been a new episode in almost 60 years. What you may not know is that Rod Serling got his start writing for radio at WNYC in the summer of 1946. He started off at the bottom. After all, he had no writing credits to speak of. But eventually he did get a script on the air by entering a radio play writing contest.
From New York City, we bring you a new Dr. Christian Prize play.
Serling won $500 for his script titled To Live a Dream, and that was enough encouragement to keep at it. Later that year, this show bought a script.
Pillsbury Snow Sheen Cake Flour brings you Grand Central Station.
Grand Central Station specialized in romance and light drama. Not exactly what Rod Serling would become known for, but it did earn him credibility as a staff writer in the industry. Rod Serling's writing style was highly influenced by Norman Corwin, a famous writer and director of the Golden Age. Corwin was a master at addressing political and social issues using great poetry. Here's an example.
150 years is a twinkle to a star, but to a man it's time enough to teach six generations what the meaning is of liberty, how to use it, when to fight for it.
Serling also took up social issues in his radio scripts, but his ideas didn't always appeal to the sponsor censors. Like a Christmas story he wrote about an elf hit by shrapnel. The script was rejected, but the network did accept Serling's radio series about a ghostly sister and brother traveling by train after being killed in World War II. They accepted it, with a few changes. The kids were riding on a train, but with their friendly uncle. There was no mention of war, and everyone was alive. It seems the censors got to that idea, too. In 1951, Rod Serling quit radio, and he was happy to leave it behind. Television was on the rise, and Serling strongly believed that radio was digging its own grave by becoming cheap and unbelievable. Serling brought his social ideals to television, and the censors were ready. They removed all of his political statements. They even removed lines like, "Got a match?" if the show's sponsor made lighters. Serling always defended his original scripts, sometimes very publicly. He was asked about that on the Mike Wallace interview show in 1959.
If you have the temerity to try to dramatize a theme that involves any particular social controversy, then you're in deep trouble. I went down fighting, as most television writers do. Better say something than nothing.
When Serling created The Twilight Zone in 1959, critics accused him of escaping into fantasy writing, because sponsor censorship had destroyed his fire. He had this response.
I have never written beneath myself. I've never written anything that I didn't want my name attached to. Somebody asked me the other day if this means that I'm going to be a meek conformist. My answer is no, I'm just acting the role of a tired nonconformist.
He may have been tired, but he was also free for the very first time. Serling had negotiated complete artistic control of The Twilight Zone, and the show was a hit. The censors were, at last, silenced. The Twilight Zone was so full of humanity and intrigue that it is still influencing our culture today. You can hear Serling's influence in the writing of Stephen King. You can see it in the directing styles of Tim Burton and M. Night Shyamalan. Many media scholars go so far as to credit Rod Serling with the success of television today. Why? Well, Rod Serling remained working in television when most of his colleagues were fleeing to film. At that time, the industry thought TV would never become a place for serious and entertaining drama. Rod Serling disagreed and stayed put. Here he is speaking with Mike Wallace again.
Is television good?
I think it has promise, Mike. I think this can conceivably be a real art form. And I stick with it because I think it can only improve and can improve tremendously. And I think aims toward that.
Rod Serling spent his entire career pushing back. And by doing so, he helped clear the path. And more importantly, inspired generations of television writers and directors to come. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Sewell.